Lesson 8. Good morning, my little friend. Merlin, where are you?
That's a secret. Guess.
I don't know.
Here is the plan of the flat.
Uh-huh. There are 3 rooms in our flat. They are a sitting room, a bedroom, and a children's room. There is a kitchen and a bathroom in our flat, too. Are you in the sitting room?
No, I'm not. I'm not in the sitting room.
Are you in the bedroom?
No, I'm not. I'm not in the bedroom.
Are you in the children's room?
No, I'm not. I'm not in the children's room.
Oh, I know. You are in the bathroom.
No, I'm not. I'm not in the bathroom.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yes, of course. I'm in the kitchen.
Ah, here you are. Mm. Hello, Merlin. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And what about you?
I'm fine too, thank you. And what do you want to do today?
That's a secret. Guess.
Do you want to go to the zoo?
No, I don't.
Do you want to play a game?
No, I don't. I never play games in the morning.
Do you want to sing a song?
No, I don't. Sometimes I sing songs in the morning, but I don't want to sing a song today.
Do you want to sit in the armchair and watch TV?
No, I don't.
Well, I give up. I don't know. What do you want to do?
I want to go to the cafe. I'm hungry.
Okay, I'm hungry too.
Abracadabra!
Oh, what is this? Is it a mat?
No, it isn't. It's not a mat. It's a carpet. It's a magic carpet. It's a flying carpet. We'll fly to the cafe on the magic flying carpet. Do you want to fly to the cafe on the flying carpet?
Yes, of course.
Well, sit down on the carpet. Let's go! So, we are at the cafe. Let's sit down at this table.
Let's, I like it. And where is the cook?
Cook? Where is the cook?
Cook!
Here I am. What do you want?
And what do you have?
We have soup, potatoes with meat, and potatoes with mushrooms. Bread with cheese, and bread with sausage. Eggs, tea, coffee, cakes, bananas, and strawberry jam.
Well, I want an egg, some potatoes with meat, some tea with sugar and white bread, with some cheese.
Just a minute. Here's your soup, here's your coffee, here's your strawberry jam.
But I don't want any soup. I don't want any coffee. And I don't want any strawberry jam.
If you don't want our food, go away.
No, Valeri, I don't like this cafe. Let's go home.
Let's.
Ты, конечно, догадался, дружок, почему Мерлину не понравилось это кафе. Тогда обведи в меню то, что он заказал, а на столе нарисуй то, что ему принесли. А еще обведи карандашом комнату, в которой он прятался.
А мы с Мерлином пока отправимся в магазин купить чего-нибудь к обеду.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you want?
Can I have some white bread, please?
Here you are.
Can I have some cheese and sausage, please?
Here you are.
Can I have a big cake, please?
Here you are.
Can I have some oranges, please?
Here you are. Do you want any pears?
No, thank you. I don't like pears. So how much is it?
5 claps.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Come again.
Ну вот, теперь нам будет чем пообедать. Вот только художник наш опять наделал ошибок. И все напутал. Посмотри внимательно, дружок, на сумку Мерлина и исправь его ошибки. Ну вот мы и дома. Sit down, Merlin.
Where shall I sit down?
Well, you can sit down on the chair, in the armchair, or on the sofa.
I like your sofa and your chair, but I like your armchair better. Can I sit in your armchair?
Yes, of course.
I have 2 teacups and I have a teapot, but I'm so tired.
No problem.
Oh, here is a cook. I hope this cook is good.
Good morning. I'm happy to see you. What would you like?
Can I have some salad? Just a minute, please. Help yourself to salad. Enjoy your meals. Can I have some chicken? Just a minute, please. Help yourself to chicken. Enjoy your meals. Can I have some coffee? Just a minute, please. Help yourself to coffee. Enjoy your meals. Can I have some bread with cheese, please?
Just a minute, please. Help yourself to your bread with cheese. Enjoy your meals.
Thank you. Merlin, this cook is very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Help yourself to a cake.
Thank you.
Help yourself to oranges.
Thank you.
Help yourself to bread with cheese or bread with sausage.
Thank you.
Ты догадался, друг мой, что надо нарисовать на столе? Тогда принимайся за работу. Ну, песни песнями, а мне пора проверить, правильно ли мой дядюшка Макдональд накормил своих зверей. Ну, конечно же, он опять все перепутал. Merlin, come up to me, please.
What's the matter, Valerie?
Tell me, please, does the pig eat nuts?
No, of course, it doesn't eat nuts. It never eats nuts. It eats potatoes.
Does the cow drink milk?
No, of course it doesn't drink milk. It never drinks milk. It eats grass.
Does the kitten eat mushrooms?
No, of course it doesn't eat mushrooms. It never eats mushrooms. It drinks milk.
Does the squirrel eat potatoes?
No, of course it doesn't eat potatoes. It never eats potatoes. It eats nuts.
Does the hedgehog eat grass?
No, of course it doesn't eat grass. It never eats grass. It eats mushrooms.
Merlin, please, help me.
No problem. Абракадабра!
А пока Мерлин колдует, ты, дружок, покажи на своем рисунке стрелочками, кто из зверей что ест.
The pig eats potatoes. The cow eats grass. The kitten drinks milk. The squirrel eats nuts. The hedgehog eats mushrooms.
Thank you, Merlin. Thank you very much. And which animal do you like best? I like the kitten. And you?
It's a secret. Guess.
Well, does it eat meat?
No, it doesn't.
Does it eat cheese?
No, it doesn't.
Does it eat mushrooms?
Yes, it does. Sometimes it eats mushrooms.
Does it live on the farm?
No, it doesn't.
Does it live in the zoo?
No, it doesn't.
Does it live in the wood?
Yes, it does. It lives in the wood.
Does it swim?
No, it doesn't. It never swims.
Does it run?
No, it doesn't. It never runs.
Does it jump?
Yes, it does. It jumps.
Oh, I know what it is. And what about you, my friend? Do you know what it is?
Уверена, что ты догадался, какой зверь нравится Мерлину больше всего. Тогда нарисуй возле него сердечко. Ну вот, кажется, сегодня все остались сытыми. Раскрась чайник в те цвета, названия которых ты знаешь по-английски, и поставь галочку рядом с тем предметом мебели, на котором сидел Мерлин. А теперь задание на дорожке.
Have a look at the bottom of the page. Task 1. How many times did you hear the word does? Task 2. How many times did you hear the word never?
task 3. How many times did you hear the word room? And teach your family, friends or neighbors to say, yes, of course. And now the lesson is over. Goodbye.